But God has a way to make people right with him without the law. And God has now shown us that way which the law and the prophets told us about. God makes people right with himself through their faith in Jesus Christ. This is true for all who believe in Christ, because all are the same. All people have sinned and are not good enough for God's glory. People are made right with God by his grace, which is a free gift. They are made right with God by being made free from sin through Jesus Christ.
Listen, even being a Christian and coming to church doesn't make us good enough. If you don't believe me, here's a simple experiment. Look around at the people sat next to you. You're looking at people who get things wrong, who are often selfish, who say unkind things, and who hurt people. Not one of us is good enough for God's amazing gift. And in fact, it's worse than that. Our sin, the things we do wrong, means that we are God's enemies. God is a loving father, and so he cares about the wrong. When we upset our brothers or our sisters, God cares. When we hurt other people, and we don't deserve God's presence. But we do deserve God's anger at the wrong things we do. But here is the good news. You know you've done things wrong. God's free for you. Here's another part of what our Bible passage says. This is verse 24. People are made right with God by his grace, which is a free gift. They are made right with God by being made free from sin through Jesus Christ. This present is for anyone who doesn't deserve it. It's a free gift from God, and that means it is for you. It's a free gift, and it's for you. If you know that you have done things wrong, if you sometimes think you can't ever be good enough, if you wonder why God or anyone would love you, then God's free gift is for you, because it's a gift that we don't deserve. We can never be popular enough. We can never be kind enough. We can never be Christian enough for God's amazing gift. We can't earn it, but we don't have to. It's a gift, a free gift, and we're going to hear more about it later in our service. Tim's going to come and lead us in a bit of prayer just now. Thanks, Tim. Amazing gift is not for people who are good enough. It's for anyone who knows they don't deserve it. It's a free gift for you. And we're going to find out a bit more about that as we have our second Bible reading. So if you're following with the Bibles in the chairs, we're on page 941. We're going to be reading from Romans chapter 3. And this time we're going to read verse 25 to 31. Is Reba somewhere to read? Thank you, Reba. Reba's going to come and read for us. Page 941, Romans chapter 3, verse 25 to 31. Thank you.
God sent Jesus to die in our place to take away our sins. We receive forgiveness through faith, and all of this is because of the blood of Jesus' days. This showed that God always does what is right and fair. God was right in the past when he was patient and did not, punish people for their sins. And God gave Jesus to show today that God does what is right. God did this so that he could judge rightly and also make right many persons who has faith in Jesus. So do we have a reason to brag about ourselves? No, and why not? It is the way of faith that stops all bragging, not the way of following the law. A person is made right with God through faith, not through what he does to follow the law. Is God only the God of the Jews? Is he not also the God of the non-Jews? Of course, he is. For there is only one God. He will make Jews right with him by their faith, and he will also make non-Jews right with him through their faith. So do we destroy the law by following the way of faith? No, faith causes us to be what the law truly wants.
Thank you, Reba. Well, God's grace is a free gift, which means that anyone can open the box. So shall we find out what's inside? Ben and Samuel, you guys are going to come and help me open the box, and we'll have a look what is inside it. A cross. What a strange gift. Why is God's amazing gift a cross? Thanks, Samuel. Do you want to put that on the table? I think you'll get tired arms. Thank you. Well, here's what our Bible reading said. This is from verse 25. God sent Jesus to die in our place, to take away our sins. God sent Jesus to die. Jesus was only ever kind. He is the only person who has ever loved other people like himself, who has ever loved God totally. He was the only person who did deserve God's love. But God sent him to die. People lied about him. They spat at him and hit him. They beat him up and they laughed at him. And they made him carry a heavy cross up the hill and they hung him from it to die. This sounds like a terrible gift. Why would we want that? Why would we want that? Because God sent Jesus to die in our place. We are the ones who don't love other people like we should. We are the ones who ignore God. We are the ones who think and say and do things that hurt others, that show we only really care about ourselves, and that say no to God and ignore him. But Jesus is the one who died. He took our place. You see, when bad things happen in the world, that matters to God. When people hurt each other, that matters to God. When sin, our rebellion against God, our saying no to him, hurts his world and hurts his people, God can't ignore that. Because he cares. Because he is the one who always does what is right and what is fair. But Jesus stands in my place and in your place and takes all the punishment for our sin, all of God's anger at the way people hurt each other, and he takes it on himself instead. Jesus dies to take the punishment we deserve, so we are no longer God's enemies. Jesus dies to take away our sin, so that we, you and me, can be God's friends. And that is the amazing gift. Jesus dying on the cross for you and for me. I want to show you a short video now, so that we can see that for ourselves, so that we can see what Jesus did for you and for me. And as we watch, remember, Jesus took your place. That is where we should have been. Emily, can you play that video for us? Thank you. Mm-hmm.
The sun stops shining.
So you're a king, are you? The Roman soldiers jeered. Oh, then you'll need a crown and a robe.
They gave Jesus a crown made out of thorns and put a purple robe on him and pretended to bow down to him.
Oh, your majesty,
they said. Then they whipped him and spat on him. They didn't understand this was the Prince of Life, the King of Heaven and Earth, who had come to rescue them. The soldiers made him a sign,
Our King,
and nailed it to a wooden cross. They walked up a hill outside the city. Jesus carried the cross on his back. Jesus had never done anything wrong, but they were going to kill him the way criminals were killed. They nailed Jesus to the cross.
Father, forgive them, Jesus gasped. They don't understand what they're doing.
You say you've come to rescue us, people shouted. You can't even rescue yourself.
But they were wrong. Jesus could have rescued himself. A legion of angels would have flown to his side, if he'd called.
If you were really the Son of God, you could just climb down off that cross, they said.
And of course they were right. Jesus could have just climbed down. Actually, he could have just said a word and made it all stop, like when he healed that little girl and stilled the storm and fed 5,000 people. But Jesus stayed. You see, they didn't understand. It wasn't the nails that kept Jesus there. It was love.
Papa,
Jesus cried, frantically searching the sky. Papa, where are you?
Don't leave me.
And for the first time, and the last, when he spoke, nothing happened. Just a horrible, endless silence. God didn't answer. He turned away from his boy. Tears rolled down Jesus' face, the face of the one who would wipe away every tear from every eye. Even though it was midday, a dreadful darkness covered the face of the world. The sun could not shine. The earth trembled and quaked. The great mountains shook. Rocks split in two until it seemed that the whole world would break. The creation itself would tear apart. The full force of the storm of God's fierce anger at sin was coming down on his own son instead of his people. It was the only way God could destroy sin and not destroy his children, whose hearts were filled with sin. Then Jesus shouted out in a loud voice,
It is finished!
And it was. He had done it. Jesus had rescued the whole world.
Father, Jesus cried, I give you my life.
And with a great sigh, he let himself die.
Thanks, Emily. God gives us a free gift that we don't deserve. Jesus died on the cross in our place to take away our sins. What an amazing God. He is totally kind and loving. Even though we so often ignore him, he gives us the gift of Jesus, a gift of love. We think, say, and do wrong things all the time, but God still loves us. Still he shows us his amazing loving kindness. Our Bible passage said this. This is from verse 25 and 26. This showed that God always does what is right and fair. God gave Jesus today to show that God does what is right. He always does what's right and fair. And the cross shows us that all the wrong things in the world matter to God, and he will deal with them all. When someone hurts us or wrongs us, we know that God will deal with it, because he already has, because Jesus died for all those wrong things on the cross. He is gentle and forgiving. When we get things wrong, which we do all the time, and when we treat people unkindly or act selfishly, he forgives us. He forgives us because Jesus has already died in our place for all the wrong things we've done. Jesus took away all of our sin so that God can show his wonderful love to us. Sometimes we want to act or think like we are amazing, to boast about the clever things we've done, to feel like we need to prove ourselves to other people or look really impressive. But we don't need to do that. No, because God is the one who is amazing. So we don't need to be, and we don't need to pretend that we are. Instead, we can know that God is the really amazing one who loves and forgives us, who is right and fair, and who gives us the good gift that we don't deserve, all because of Jesus. In a moment, we're going to sing together. We're going to sing a song about our awesome Redeemer. That is about Jesus, about him being the amazing one who saves and loves us and who's taken away our sin. But just before we sing, I'm going to pray. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the death of Jesus. Thank you that he died in our place to forgive us. Thank you for your love for us.